Community Engaged Research Spotlight by Amelia DiPino. Conducting research provides the power to shape future interventions and decision-making, but only when it reaches the people who need it. For populations, like individuals with hearing difficulties or with aphasia, community engagement is essential to provide evidence-based interventions. To ensure our research in the Language and Brain Lab is current and relevant, we have taken it upon ourselves to reach out to the community through our Instagram, open house events, and our spoken word digest. Based on the needs of the community, we provided accessible versions of complex discoveries during the open house we hosted in fall 2024, which in turn deepened our connection to the people who helped us generate these findings. Even with our Instagram, we have been able to provide infographics on research while also showing a little bit more about ourselves, what we do, and why research matters. Getting involved with the community leads to stronger and more translatable outcomes that will continue to bridge the gap between science and the public. Scientific research can have a larger impact when researchers build connections beyond traditional academic collaborations. When engaging participants, individuals from the community, and professionals from the arts, we foster meaningful and accessible research for the public. Expanding studies to involve the public also ensures that the implications of scientific discoveries are widely understood and applied in a responsible way. Dr. Danielle Dick, a psychologist at Virginia Commonwealth University, also knows about the benefits of community-engaged research. The Spit for Science project exemplifies this approach by centering community-engaged research, which allows the public to have an active role in the research process. The project seeks to include as many undergraduates as possible in trying to understand substance abuse and mental health challenges. Although it will take more time and effort, the benefits like promoting awareness, advancements in support and funding, and strengthening participation will overall benefit society in the future. In terms of how research is conducted, involving dynamic and diverse groups of individuals can help scientists grow the impact of their work, thus making it more valuable for society. When scientists engage with the community, we aim to build trust, reliance, and credibility to promote the best research for them. We have explored the efforts of the LabLab and rethought the elements of evolving research through Dick's work with Spit for Science. Allowing science to become more accessible can enhance impactful outcomes and make a real difference within society. Because Amelia was so intrigued about community engagement and the efforts that should be implemented, she decided to talk with two experts at UConn that do this all the time, Tori Woodruff-Gothrin and Rosa Rodalis. Heading, Trust and Presence. Quote, I lived for the 10 minutes afterwards where we talked about how that person felt and what did this mean to the family, end quote, said Woodruff-Gothrin. Community engagement isn't just about service. It's about listening deeply and being present for people during moments of vulnerability. Quote, it's about developing the relationship and the trust and the confidence that you can be a useful resource for them. We get a lot of trust from the people we work with, end quote, said Rosa Rodalis. Establishing trust in community engagement is essential for long-term success. Quote, we build trust by being consistent and present. It's not one meeting or one project. It's showing up again and again, even when there's no agenda except to listen, end quote, said Woodruff-Gothrin. Showing up is key to deepening relationships within the community. Heading, Communication and Relationships. Quote, we try to adapt the research that we do to fit within the cultural context and the specific needs of the community, and that's why we don't always go in with a pre-established plan, end quote, said Rosa Rodalis. Community outreach is not just about solutions, but flexibility and tailoring approaches based on cultural and contextual needs of the community. Quote, all the events we run because someone told us that we needed them. Would I have known that literacy and shoreline events were needed? No, not unless someone told me, end quote, said Woodruff-Gothrin. Importance of designing outreach based on what families ask for rather than what researchers assume is needed. Heading, Adaptability and Support. So when they hire you, they really set the foundation to say, you're going to apply for research and it's going to be connected to your extension work. It's a reciprocal type of relationship where they feed my interest and they support a lot of my grad students, and I can give back to them information, end quote, said Rosa Rodalis. Effective communication isn't just one-sided, it's reciprocal. Quote, it's not just about being inclusive, it's about shifting power. Community members are the experts of their own lives. We're here to listen, learn, and amplify, end quote, said Woodruff-Gothrin. True community engagement addresses the needs of the community by letting them speak for themselves.